Crowdy and Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, buddy, it's Love Line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew.
You got one ear working.
I got one ear working too.
Yeah, it's
James.
Close.
Do something, would you? James is filling in for
Michelle. Who's
Michelle is filling in for Chris. I's filling in for Puss. Now let's see. We got that one. Test 1 2. Test 1 2. I don't know. Do your headphones work?
No.
They good?
A little better, maybe.
Is it one? No, I think that's it.
That's it.
That's
okay.
Both. Really got a. They got a. Yeah. There's some switch. I like the idea that there's switches. Give me a scenario where I would only want one ear working in my headphones.
Can't think of one.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I can't think of one.
Thank you.
So, well, my point is, why do they have that?
I guess so. I guess that's what I'm asking.
Yeah.
All right. Let's move forward with the show,
yes,
Drew.
Yes, please.
Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, I'm in the room. Phone number, Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Kathy Griffin is our guest tonight.
Yeah.
Okay, listen. Here's the whole thing about this show. No walking in. You got to walk.
Can Kathy walk in? No.
And I'm yelling at somebody else. It was a run over from last night when producer Ann came in and out 22 times in the first 6 minutes of the show. I swear to Christ, we do the only radio show where people stand outside the door and wait for the light to come on before they come in. It's the only way it works.
Yeah.
We got to set some kind of rule, which is if it's an emergency, fine. Junior producer Lauren will sit around and take her coffee orders and then leave 30 seconds before the mics get hot and then come back with a handful of mugs right when the show's on. All that stuff drives me nuts.
I think this may have been an emergency. He's having electrical problems.
Fine. Then you're excused. It's spillover from last night. All right, Kathy Griffin, you want to heat Drew up? You want him to be louder? Okay,
I should be louder.
A little technical problems here. Drew, assert yourself.
1 2. I didn't know it was not hot.
Well, pick it up, buddy. Let's go.
Is that better? Addison? All right.
Kathy Griffin, dear friend, Kathy Griffin is going to be in here in a couple of few. She's magically late, as was Macy Gray last night. And then Joel from Good Charlotte didn't show up Sunday. David Alan Greer is canceled. I was just looking at the list of the last five or six guests we've had over here.
Yeah.
Well, producer Ann's mad at the world, by the way. She can't stand standing out in the parking lot waiting for these prima donnas. Producer Ann has a horrible, horrible technique for greeting the guests, which is showing up 15 minutes before the show starts and waiting in the parking lot for them to show up, except for they show up at 20 after, and usually by the time Ann gets fed up and heads back inside,
they show up
about 10 minutes after that, and then she's got to go back out and get them.
What else could she do? I was thinking about that. What else do you do?
I don't know.
Make the intercom system work here?
I don't know, but we're going to have to work something out with that, because I'm just looking at the guests. And Ron Livingston showed up by cracky, and he was on time. And half of Blink 182 showed up on time.
Right.
But
Travis was late.
Joel from Good Charlotte didn't show up. Macy Gray was late. Kathy Griffin was late. We're batting about .175 over the last five shows.
What's with your buddy Dag? I don't like him anymore.
Dag?
Canceled twice on us.
Let me tell you something about Dag.
He's a fair weather fan.
Let me tell you something. He's got that crappy sitcom. They gave him three or four more lines on it. He thinks he's King Midas now. Jesus Christ. Gave him like two paragraphs of extra dialogue each week, and all of a sudden he's a big man on campus. Screw Dag. That's right, Dag. You heard me talking. And he knows, you know, because I'm down with the homies.
Right.
I'm not scared to speak their language, you know what I'm saying? All right, so Kathy Griffin's going to be in here, and she's going to be plugging Average Joe, which has its big finale next Monday. And let's get to the phones. What do you say there, Drew?
Yeah.
Michelle?
Hi.
Hey.
Hey, 17, what's up?
Nothing. Do you want me to ask my question?
Yeah.
That'd be good.
That's what we're talking about. Yeah, Michelle, what's up?
Okay. For the past week, me and my boyfriend have been, having problems with, having sex.
Yeah.
And, for example, beforehand, before we get into it, he's not as hard as usual. And, while we're having sex, he can't, he feels like he's about to come, sooner than usual. And I feel that, like, I'm loose and, like, I can't, like, feel it as much anymore. Or not, like, anymore, just for the past week.
Wait a minute. I'm confused.
Well, look, he's soft at the beginning.
At the beginning.
No, he's finished. He's not completely soft. He's just, like, not really hard.
Right. Softer.
He's soft at the beginning, that's what we said.
And has... You know what I hate about our stupid callers is you can't get a goddamn word out of them at the top of the show. Hey, what's up? What's your problem? Huh? What's going on? And then when you say something, they cut you off. Which is it?
Both.
It's like his penis. He's soft and he comes too fast.
That's weird. That's weird. So he is coming too fast also? Michelle?
All right.
Oh, for God's sakes.
All right.
This is going to be...
Let's just go home.
Yeah, I think we should...
Let's cut our losses. It's a bad show. We got out of the gates. Let me tell you something.
No, let's start over.
No, see, look. This is like a race, and we got tripped up getting out of the block.
That's what I'm saying. Let's get back into the cage.
No, you don't just start over. You pull up lame.
You pull up lame. Talk to the referee.
No. I understand. The pack is 400 meters ahead of us. We're never going to catch them. We could just run best of.
Next race.
And it says, yeah, but that's not until tomorrow.
An adult audience. Love Line may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Love Line with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
All right. No. We got to start over again. Because I still got one ear.
Start over.
Wait a minute.
Now it's into two. Yeah, it's back into two again. Start over, please, Anderson. We got to start over again.
James went and hit something.
And action.
Loveline is meant for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, buddy, it's Loveline. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist.
Oh, man, Adam, you know what the temperature is outside?
It's 63 degrees.
Oh, yes, it is. How about that?
Look out for brake lights on the 405. All right, Kathy Griffin is our guest tonight.
No, really? I'm looking forward to that.
You heard her?
Yeah, I've heard of
dear,
her.
Dear, dear friend.
Dear friend?
She's late. Each minute she's late, I subtract a dear.
Wow.
She invited me to her Christmas party this weekend.
Yeah.
You got invited as well?
Yep.
You're going?
We're going, yeah.
All right. This is a good times. Maybe we'll be late. What do you think of that?
Maybe we won't dress fancy the way she wants us to.
Oh, Kathy's making everyone dress up in a gown
and a tuxedo.
It gets really angry if you don't.
Oh, her invitation says...
Yeah, I find that intrusive.
It is intrusive.
Oh, here she is, everybody. Kathy Griffin.
She's so effed up.
That's all right, baby doll. Sit down.
You know, I heard you and comparing me to Macy Gray and David Allen Greer, and I don't want to be thought of as being late and rude like they are.
Yeah, they're bad people.
But I'm a little bad, and I apologize profusely. Mm-hmm. I am definitely late. I was watching The Simple Life on TiVo, and I couldn't tear myself away until I found out if Paris is going to be okay.
Well, as long as you're watching something on TiVo.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we thought it was something like an accident or polio or something.
No, I was just watching TiVo.
All right. How was The Simple Life?
It was okay, but, you know, it's hard. Those girls are very aware of their own images.
Yes.
You know, and also compared to the sex tape.
Yeah.
So she goes to a farm.
She saw the sex tape, too?
No, but I did see the Jessica Lynch rescue tape, and I hear it's totally the same.
What?
Because, you know, they're both in that green night vision.
Yeah.
So it's same diff.
Oh my God.
But at least on The Simple Life, I hope she like bangs one of the sheep or we see something that can at least compare to the sex tape.
How long are they supposed to be on the farm?
I think it's 5 weeks.
I see.
Oh, and by the way, I did meet Nikki last week.
Nikki Hilton?
Nikki Hilton and I met. And I spent some time talking to her. And she is not that smart.
No.
But she loves to talk about shoes.
Well, that makes up for it.
She likes to talk about shoes and designer labels, and she has that brand new cell phone that Nokia makes that's also like a radio or something, and she doesn't like it. She's going to go back to her flip phone.
Yeah.
So those are the type of things that you talk to Nikki about.
Oh.
Chanel shoes, which phone are you going to get, and she plays with her hair a lot.
Unless I was receiving oral from her, I couldn't tolerate her.
I think that's the deal. I think she has to be banging you or else you're out.
Yeah.
Because there's no conversation or fun.
Yeah.
Kathy, feel that way too about her?
Yeah.
Unless I'm banging her, I'm out of the room.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
It
now,
holds
last,
nothing for
last
me.
Last time Kathy was on here, she was talking about her free plastic surgery, which she did some trade out for, something
right.
like that.
Traded out.
It settled in nicely, by the way.
Well, I resent that Stryker said he liked the way I looked before, because I really think I look almost exactly the same. It's not a major difference, right?
No.
Not major.
It's
no.
you only better.
I mean,
better.
You know me if you saw me
yeah,
on the street.
Yeah, I didn't quite know what he was talking about. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Yeah. Well,
I think it's the idea he doesn't like. He doesn't like that you felt you had to do
yeah,
that.
And yet all guys like fake boobs. I think that's interesting.
No,
they're repulsed by
a
brow
backlash.
Lift. And then, now, what, the backlash is for what? Just all plastic surgery or what?
There's a backlash against the fake boobs,
yeah.
I think.
You think?
Yes. Well, here's the whole thing.
That is my dream come true.
Here, oh, no, it's happening.
Really?
It's on. Yeah.
So mushy droopies are back?
They never
yeah,
went out of style at the Corolla house.
Oh, right on.
Tell you that.
Mushy droopies.
I'm a big areola man
myself.
Wait,
can we cut to the chase right away? Are mm-hmm. you guys both in for the Christmas party on Saturday?
Yes. Yeah. I responded.
You know, Us Weekly's covering it.
Then I'll definitely be there.
Got a trade out on a cake.
Look, Adam.
What? What did you do? Seriously. I went to her wedding. She traded her wedding out.
People
did her wedding.
Andy T did my wedding. Let me tell you something. Let's be honest, all right?
Yes.
Why do you think Brooke Shields had that kid? So
publicity.
In Style would cover it.
Right.
Who
right.
are we kidding? Drew, I can't believe you had kids for nothing.
Yeah, Drew.
You
I didn't know. I didn't understand the gig.
Nothing.
Oh, my God.
No one covered
I'd only
it?
Known. Sad, isn't it?
Psychology Today?
Nobody
covered
really,
your,
really
the birth
thing.
Of your children.
No.
Well, that is
really.
And he had triplets. He could have really cashed
been a big
in.
Deal.
It could have been an Oprah at least.
Nah. Nah. See,
did you ever become
creative.
Suicidal or postpartum, like where you want to kill the kids?
No.
That's the key. You have to go on Oprah and say you wanted to kill those kids.
Yeah.
You wanted to go in the crib one night and strangle them.
Yeah. Yeah, and you do that thing where you found yourself standing in front of the crib
right.
with an iron skillet,
blacked
and then
out.
You dropped it, and you woke up the next morning, and that's when you knew you needed help.
Right.
At some point, you got to know you needed help.
Right.
And you get help from the Angel Network.
Right.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
So, Kathy,
nice.
What time is your party, by the way?
The party is 5 o'clock
it's
to
early.
9 o'clock.
5 to 9.
5
yeah.
to 9.
Yeah,
right.
And then you've got Sarah Silverman.
And then
Sarah
Silverman's birthday
yeah.
party is at 9, so
Ooh.
We worked it all out nicely.
Wow.
Now, you know, boys, it's black tie.
Black tie. That's
yeah.
what we hear.
Her invitation says, I'm not effing S-ing you.
That's right.
You must wear a black
right.
tie.
Right. And you know there's a charity tie-in where you have to bring an unwrapped toy for Toys for Tots.
Really?
Not that it's a photo op. I really care about the kids.
You know the ones
and
I like? I like
is...
the ones where you bring the canned food. You just bring a dented can of garbanzo beans that you weren't going to eat anyway.
Well, beets.
You have
yeah,
to bring
beets.
A nice toy for needy children. Wherever I don't know where they are. I've never
right.
met any. But...
And no pre-wrapped.
No,
gotta
they
be,
can't be
gotta
pre-wrapped.
Be unwrapped.
And there's going to be two Marines there from Toys for Tots, which
uh-huh.
my gays are going to love. Because
mm-hmm.
you know Carson gays. Is coming from Queer Eye.
Oh, nice. Really?
Nice.
And I found out today Shannon Elizabeth is going to come.
She's huge.
And Lauren Graham from the Gilmore Girls.
Big fan.
And these are all people that, not that I know
and
necessarily.
And what about Brooke? Is Brooke going to be there?
Brooke may or may not come. She's actually wrapping a television movie that day. So she says if she gets out in time, she'll be there. But, you know, she's a staple. Brooke
right.
is a staple at
she's
the parties.
Right.
Cameron Manheim, Andy Dick.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
you can count on your regs.
What about Margaret Cho? Is she going to corner me
in.
On the balcony? And,
yes. Margaret
she's not
is
still
in.
Sober, is she?
She's married, Adam.
To a chick?
Let's get weirder.
No.
Really? She's married to a dude?
No, she's not married in a same-sex union to a chick.
Oh, really?
She married a dude.
Well, color me shocked.
Well?
All right, she's sober?
I believe she's sober, yes.
She's off the sake or whatever.
But, you know, Andy is supposedly sober, too, and
nah,
he's dick, and you can't tell.
No, Andy's not sober.
I can't tell the difference.
No, he's not sober. Look at Drew. Look at the puss on Drew's
I just
face.
Saw him last weekend, and I was really, I had my face close to his mouth because I wanted to smell the booze, and I couldn't smell it.
I'll tell you what I smelled on him, the semen of a 13-year-old.
Now,
yes,
he is going to get,
true.
All right, you know what?
It's true.
He confronted me when I made jokes like that.
It's true.
Because they're true, and
yeah,
so I want
I
him to confront you as well.
Good.
And you know my parents will be there, Adam, and you know how much they love
we
you.
We do.
Are
I
they
do,
from out here?
I do like them.
They
no.
do. They live, I bought them a condo in West Hollywood.
Oh, you
the
did?
Gays. They love
wow.
living in the gay community.
Wow.
They feel it's cleaner.
Well, do they know you're the
and
queen?
It's more stylish.
You're the queen of the gays?
They love the gays as well.
Yeah, that's her legion, her pink
Guess
army.
Guess who I met last week? Your listeners are going to be so excited.
Who?
Liza Minnelli.
Oh, wow.
Thank you.
How?
Are you green with envy?
Yeah. How'd you do that?
Because I was a presenter at the Big in 03.
Oh, yeah.
And I walked in and I see Liza freaking Minnelli.
The Big what?
Adam, the Big in 03 Awards.
Yeah,
on VH1.
It's an award show, Drew.
Adam, how many times have you and I talked over the years saying, oh, my God, what would you do if you met Liza Minnelli?
Oh,
that's all Adam talks about.
I know, exactly.
Well, Kathy and I would do that Liza with a Z, not Lisa with an S song,
right,
over the speakerphone to each other all the time.
Heart.
That's
yes.
Right.
Yes.
Wow, that's huge.
And you can't tell if she's on drugs or not because she's kind of always the same.
All right.
So I couldn't tell.
I cannot believe her relationship with David Guest did not work out.
Boy, that
was a shocker of the year.
That is shocking. I feel like what do I believe in at that
shocking.
Point? You know what I mean?
I do.
Such a tribute in front of God and everybody, too.
I guess a man with that much passion couldn't just confine himself to one woman. I think that may have been the problem.
Right. Plus, he's at the salon getting his eyebrows tweezed. I mean, sculpted.
Listen, should a guy look like Agnes Moorhead?
No.
No.
Unless you're in a same-sex union with Merv Griffin.
Right.
Then it's fine.
All right. Hey, Kathy Griffin's show, Average Joe, which I saw commercials up the wazoo for tonight, is going to do the big two-hour finale next Monday.
Right.
And there's some twists in this road.
Oh, are there?
Oh, the Average Joe thought was average. Turns out has a couple of bucks in the bank.
Right.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
And there's the hunky guy. And then was it tonight that... What was it? Where's the one she pulled the
last
mask
night,
off?
Yeah, they put her in a fat
night?
Suit, which I confess I didn't think would fool anyone. Those four guys who had been, 6 inches away from her, sat there across from her in that fat suit, didn't know it was her.
Really?
She
Isn't
was in
that
a fat
something?
Suit. Yeah, and then they were talking about her.
Yeah.
You know.
Right, then
the
they had
and all
camera
that stuff.
With,
yeah.
Because she was playing her fat cousin. And so then the guys all met her fat cousin, and then they went into a room, and then they were saying disgusting things about her and fat girls in general. Because,
mm-hmm.
You know, they're all so gorgeous themselves.
Right. Yeah. Well, that's the beauty about being a guy. I like it when fat guys make fun of fat chicks. I like when a 400-pound dude makes fun of a 180-pound chick.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, there's one guy in the show. He got the axe kind of early on, but he's a very extremely large guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying that he could never go out with a girl if he couldn't put his hands around her waist.
Oh, my God.
Now, this guy is at least 340 pounds, at least.
Yeah.
And yet that's one of his rules for a lady. He's got to be able to put his hands around her waist.
It's the beauty of guys. Like I said, the beauty of guys is it's not a 210-pound guy making fun of a 190-pound girl. It's a 400-plus guy making fun of like a 155 girl.
Yeah,
that's
men.
Yeah, it's a good deal when you're a guy. All right, let's. But it's all evens out by us dying 7-8 years earlier.
Oh, thank God,
John.
Oh yeah, I'm here.
You're 20.
Yeah, I'm 20 years old.
What's up?
Well, so I'll give you the scenario. My partner Kayla, her and I were.
Well, you got to drop her name.
Yeah, immediately.
No. Yeah.
But the odd thing is partners, like they're same sex. Like maybe Kayla's a drag queen.
No, people don't use names.
Okay. And he was just stupid. Billy?
Yeah.
You're 19.
Yeah.
Your gay lover has a 15-year-old girlfriend.
Yeah.
Right? And?
Well, I guess you'd say he's still in the closet, or, I mean, he doesn't mind doing stuff with other guys as long as it's, like, nobody can find out.
Other guys in addition to you?
Well, he lost his virginity to his stepdad at, I think it was, like, 13 or 14.
Yeah, that would be losing one's virginity.
Yeah,
that would be
kind of, you're kind of coloring it a little nicer than
yeah,
it maybe
Yeah, that would be sexual
was.
Abuse and probably
well, yeah, I mean,
at the hands of a parent.
Did he lose his behymen?
I don't think that happened until later.
All right.
So, Billy, so by definition, he's going to have some real serious problems in relationships.
Well, that was my question, because every time he dates a girl, they seem to get younger and younger and younger.
Well, people that were sexually abused in their childhood will often be preoccupied with very young people, and they tend to be sexual abusers themselves. About 60% of the time, they can be. So it's a serious situation you're dealing with.
I mean, should I tell somebody?
He's 19.
I mean, what do I do? I mean, because that's like when he's not with a female, everything is great with us.
Hey, Billy, mm-hmm. Billy, uh-huh. Billy, hold on a second. You're 19.
Mm-hmm.
And you're gay.
Yeah?
Because, hold on a second. You know, Billy sounds like he works at the mill from Little House on the Prairie. You know, like 150 years ago, he worked at a mill.
Yes, yeah.
Was sawing lumber.
No,
or something.
I imagine this, him in a barn now, like putting a tractor away.
Yeah,
right. While he's talking to us
at a bar.
Barn.
Oh, barn. Yeah, yeah, like, that's like, more where a tractor would go. Yeah, he doesn't sound like 19 and gay, does he?
No, but
all right. See, this is one of the gays that couldn't hang out with Kathy
because he's real. He's what? Because why?
He doesn't sound fabulous.
He's not cartoony
gay. He
doesn't
have an element of fabulousness.
Yeah,
you're like
fabulous. I'm not very feminine.
No, no, but you're not fabulous
in Oklahoma,
either.
In Oklahoma, I mean, it's better. You're better off if less people know, the better off you are.
Oh, right. Fair enough.
I understand.
That makes sense. You're not celebrated like you are over here.
But it sounds like your boyfriend has got some very serious problems. And maybe the thing to do is get him to some treatment before he acts out on people in a way that becomes dangerous or really sinister.
I mean, it's just I just don't understand because I mean, like
Billy, you're 19. You shouldn't understand. Just here's the fact: when a parent sexually abuses a child, it screws everything up, unless they have treatment.
This is a bogus element of this call, yeah, by the way, because he keeps saying, "Well, I don't understand what to do."
Yeah,
which always means bogus for me.
Yeah, yeah.
Billy, what do you do for a living?
I go to school and I help out on the farm.
All right. What kind of stuff you do on the farm?
We plow, plant.
All right.
What do you grow?
Corn.
How long does it take from the time you put it in the ground to the time you can harvest it?
If you got good rain, not too hot.
All right, that's all I need to hear.
Okay.
When I heard good rain, I knew he knew what he was talking about. Because usually our line...
Andy's a little bored by it, too. You don't know? We'll try.
Do we have to go through this again?
We just got to walk you through it again.
I just got done explaining to another local host how this works. You know what's great, too, is, you see, the people that are lying, they go like, how long does it take from the time you put it in the ground to the time you harvest it? Huh?
Yeah, huh?
That's the time.
The last question. Time to harvest?
Here's
time
how,
to
yes,
grow
here's how retards buy time. Huh? And then a slow repeat of the last four words of the sentence.
Yeah.
Time to harvest corn? That's how you do it. Meanwhile, it's like my gears don't turn that fast, so if I can flap my mouth
they
a little bit,
time.
I can get
it's
a couple extra revolutions.
Or they'll blurt out some crazy number. 4 weeks.
But then not be able to, on the follow-up,
we'll give you this.
No. Sorry, Drew. They'll never do that, because if they would, you'd go in with it.
Yeah, but then you'd go 4 weeks, really.
No, they can't do that. It's a slow repeat.
All right.
Adam, you're very disagreeable. You are not remembering your improv roots.
No.
Yes, and.
Yeah, I know, but that doesn't...
You know, in the world of improv, you're a no but.
Yeah, instead of a yes and.
Yeah.
I just
do you guys ever do freeze tag together?
We should do some freeze tag.
Yeah. Any trust exercises?
Yeah.
Do you ever try to imagine making a giant ball out of foil?
He's always screaming at me about the not only that but.
No, but let me just explain something. Kathy and I met doing improv many years ago. I think I've known Kathy for 15 years easily. Yeah. And we met at the Groundlings many years ago. Mm-hmm. But and there's rules. And you shouldn't deny, like I just did to Drew over there, except for they never do shout something out immediately. It's always a slow what and buying time thing. And that's why I had to shut you down, buddy. All right. Kathy Griffin here.
Well, I guess we moved on.
Dear friend, Kathy Griffin is here. We'll be going to her Christmas party come Saturday.
Will people please go on my website, kathygriffin.net?
Really?
No one ever goes to my website.
What for?
I don't know. There's a picture of me.
Sounds
I think
like
it
fun.
Might, it might say
you
welcome.
You can offer more than that, baby. You could come with a video. You should do one of those videos.
Which one?
Marilyn Manson.
That's a great idea.
Which one? What video?
A sex video.
And it accidentally gets out.
Yeah. Obviously it gets out. That's good.
But you have to act like it's an accident. You can't just do one and try to sell it.
No.
I'm back on Oprah.
You're right.
And I'm crying. Maybe I talk to Regis and Kelly. I hold Kelly's hand.
I
say things like, I'm not that person that you see on the tape. Stuff like that.
I'll tell you, it's like funny. Like Gina Lee Nolan's got a sex tape that's coming out in a couple weeks, allegedly.
And who is she sleeping with?
It was like her husband or something. And, the thing about these tapes is I'm always sort of like, this is an invasion of privacy, and I'm against these scums who profit off this. And then Gina Lee Nolan's coming out, oh, this is great. This is going to be great. I'm going to...
That's the one you're going to watch?
I'm going to beat myself a river when I see that. I love her. She is hot.
What's she from?
She's from Baywatch.
Oh, yeah.
She's hot. Okay, but here's my point. Okay. You got to come out with one of those.
But I have to have the appropriate partner.
I'm telling you.
Someone Adam. Controversial.
Adam.
Now, Chris... who did I say?
You said Marilyn Manson.
Marilyn Manson. That's going to work.
That'd be good.
Yeah.
Be good.
All right. Kathy Griffin here. Take a quick break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Dear friend, Kathy Griffin is in here tonight. Tori Amos in here tomorrow night. And look out.
Because, I have a question. I'm a huge fan of her music, but I can't stand to watch her perform. Because she's so bizarre with the piano, and she's kind of sexual with her piano.
Yeah.
And what is she like when you just talk to her? Is she normal or is she artsy?
She tried to. Artsy. She humps my leg the whole time we talk about it. She just rubs on it like a horny 4-year-old.
Give us that angel dust.
These are those gold dust moments.
Yeah.
I believe.
She's into fairies.
Wow, pick up the pace, honey. You're on the radio.
She had a Quaalude and a bottle of absinthe, which is.
Do people still make Quaaludes? Can you get a Quaalude somewhere?
I'm dying to get a Quaalude. People are like, here's the whole thing about like Quaaludes. Is people are like, hey, don't take Quaaludes; those are bad. It's like a six pack and a pill. Really, that sounds that sounds delightful to me.
Well, how come they were everywhere in the '70s and now you can't get a Quaalude?
The man like Drew cut everyone off, and now we can't get any.
Is it a designer drug or is it an actual prescription drug?
No, it's a prescription drug. I had an agenda. I wanted to get rid of that.
Yeah. Wow, congratulations!
Yeah. So give me some Valium and some Ludes, would you? That's what I want. I want to just be able to say someday I took a handful of Ludes and I didn't care. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's rock and roll. There were a lot of people that really liked that drug. And addicts that missed that one.
And what is it? Is it a downer?
Yeah.
So it gives you brain damage?
No.
But one.
Well, there's got to be something bad about it.
No, it's just profoundly abused and it's not nearly as bad.
It wasn't that addictive, was it?
Yeah.
Addicting, was it?
Yeah.
It was.
It just didn't have a real good therapeutic use and it was very addictive.
What was it for? Anti-anxiety drug or something?
I think it was...
Like if you were going to fly and you were scared to fly, would you take a Quaalude?
One of the original...
What is Rohypno really for?
It's like
People that don't want you to have sex with them?
It's for sleep. You don't know what the hell went on.
For sleep? Doesn't it make you totally blacked out and you can't feel anything?
That's what a sleep state is.
Yeah, but if you take a Somnix, you can't... You'd know if somebody was raping you.
But if you take Xanax, you take
you wouldn't know.
Halcyon, people sometimes forget what's going on.
Oh, Ambien? My God.
Yeah. Ambien will
Erase. I'll take an Ambien on the plane. Nobody's raping me.
But Ambien will shake your etch-a-sketch just a little bit. You'll not really know what happened.
Yeah, the time will be compressed and stuff. It's more of that.
Drew, give me some of those, would you?
Which?
All those things you said.
They all sound good.
Score.
I want you to put them all in. I want you to make a smoothie
Adam,
for me.
Adam, I'm going to be honest. I don't think you should take a Rohypnol, and you should be near Andy Dick at my Christmas party. That's the one time you shouldn't be experimenting with anything.
I get gangbanged by Margaret Cho and Andy Dick at the party, and then I sue Kathy. And I sue people and the Marine Corps.
Us Weekly.
Everyone is there.
The Toys for Tots you're going to sue?
Everybody
who
is there.
For your Andy Dick date rape?
And here's what I say. I keep explaining to everyone it's not about the money. It's so this doesn't happen to another C-list celebrity. But by the way, I need $18 million. All right. Kathy Griffin here. Average Joe, everybody. Monday nights. The big finale's coming up this Monday on NBC.
And also,
NBC.
Please visit KathyGriffin.net.
Please. Yeah,
there's a lot of excitement going on over
there. There's a picture of her, for Christ's sake.
I think it might have, like, upcoming appearances or something.
You get that Marilyn Manson sex video released. You got some Kathy Griffin buzz, believe you me. You got some KGB.
Right.
Ooh, Kathy Griffin buzz.
KGB.
You tell your publicist tomorrow, we got to get a little KGB going.
That's right.
In 2004.
Let's tear down the Iron Curtain, shall we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Heather?
Hi, how are you guys doing?
22, what's up?
Hey, Kathy, I loved you on The Mole, by the way.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
I love you.
Question for Drew real quick.
Yeah.
I have been having a little bit of anal bleeding, and I know that, you know, if you have sex back there every once in a while, that might happen. But I'm also curious, you know, I drink a little bit after I get off work, if it might have anything to do with that as well.
Alcoholics get more hemorrhoids, but mostly when they're well on in their disease. So.
Yeah, I don't, I'm definitely not over the top.
And it's, you may just be prone to hemorrhoids. That may just be you.
I didn't know it's a hemorrhoid.
Well, that's the other problem, is that with 22, rectal bleeding really is pretty much always hemorrhoids, unless there's some inflammatory
bowel. Well, you've been getting nailed in the cornhole there, yeah.
Are you spotting, or is it like a geyser?
No, it's more
fountain
than spotting.
Of blood.
More than spotting?
Yeah.
Well, more than spotting needs to be investigated.
Okay.
You know, if you do a little vigorous wiping, though, you know, you'll get a little something down there, too. I know. That's how I know I'm clean.
Right. Oh, okay.
The brown goes away and the red starts. That's how I know I'm clean. That's how I know it's good for the drawers to come back up. That's a
nice.
Check.
Nice.
You know what I'm saying?
No, 22-year-olds usually don't have cancer or polyps, the kinds of things we worry about in 40, 56-year-olds. But
okay, but go get it checked out.
Yeah, something needs to be checked out.
Hey, Drew, what about this virtual colonoscopy that's going on?
Yeah, I just heard some data on that. I cannot believe it's as effective as a
direct
visualization.
How's it work?
It's a reconstruction. It's a three-dimensional reconstruction of the colon from CAT scans, as opposed to going in there, inflating the colon, actually looking at the lining.
So they catch you from the side.
No,
I mean they get it from the outside,
yeah.
A CAT scan. There's no probing.
Do they put anything up your butt?
I don't think so. They may put some dye or something, but then nothing.
No. In the dye,
like
they might.
Like a scope.
Yeah.
The scopes aren't that bad.
How bad? You had the scope.
Yeah.
How many feet?
Terrible.
You said it's about 6 foot of scope.
Nine feet.
Let me explain something, everybody.
Ouch.
The average the ceiling height in a house is 8 foot. So add a foot to that. You're almost at NBA rim height. That's a lot of.
That's Kobe.
Let me tell you my policy. Nothing taller or longer than me goes up my ass. It seems like if I'm 6'2", that's my cutoff.
It's probably about 6 feet.
Because I don't want it coming out of the crown of my head. You know what I'm saying?
It's actually about 6 feet, but it actually goes in.
About six foot goes in? Yeah. And the guy leaves, the other 3 foot is just on there for the big colons? Or how does that work?
For the shack size.
All right. Truck-mounted unit, or this guy got a mobile one?
Does it have a camera at the end of it?
It's fiber optics. You're looking through like a microscope.
And,
or you can now they put it up on TV screen. You just watch it.
My
TV
dad gets those all the time, and he watches them.
Yeah.
He always wants them to turn the monitor around.
Yeah. Oh, really?
Yeah, he's into it.
Yeah, see, that's a weird one.
Yeah.
And if you fart, does a guy's hair move who's looking at it? That'd be funny.
Does a little brown bomb cloud come out like a cartoon?
All right, it's time to play Germany or Florida. Now, I don't know if Kathy knows this game.
But
it's one of the hottest games on radio. We discovered it over at Jimmy Kimmel Live, but since he won't do it on his show, we'll do it on this show, which is all bizarre atrocities come either out of Germany or Florida.
Or to German tourists in Florida.
That happens on occasion, too, but that's usually just a straight killing or hijacking.
Yeah, shooting, right.
We're talking about teaching your dog to heil.
The macabre. Okay.
You know, that kind of stuff. It's either Germany or Florida.
Okay.
So, here's our theme song sung by Pink. And here's how it works. They say the thing, we guess, Germany or Florida, and we're about 96%.
Easy, yeah.
Nathan?
Hi there.
What's the story?
Okay. A 53-year-old man was posing nude in front of his camera on top of a stone wall and then was found dead after falling 16 feet to the ground below.
Mm-hmm.
Germany or Florida?
Germany. Mm.
Florida.
Well, this is tough. I know that in Florida they do a lot of crazy things. I also know that they believe that the camera steals your soul.
That's true. Well, Germans believe that too, though.
No, Germans are smarter than that. Kathy says Germany.
Yeah.
This feels German to me.
Okay.
The stone wall feels German
right,
to
exactly.
me. We're going Germany.
And Germany is correct.
Yeah. That's how you play Germany or Florida, everybody.
Wow. Adam is never wrong.
Germany.
Well, that was
Florida.
Kathy.
When did Pink record that?
She
last
did
week.
That.
Last
yeah,
week.
About
she was
two
here
weeks
last
ago.
Week.
Yeah,
she was.
How was Pink? Was she cranky or in a good mood?
Good.
No,
mood.
Good.
Big laugher, jovial.
Okay, good.
She gets cranky.
She can be cranky.
Yeah, well, she's a spark plug.
Yeah,
Pink.
I had a very good experience with Pink one time.
Mm-hmm.
We did an MTV thing together and spent
mm-hmm.
the day together, and she was delightful.
Mm-hmm.
And then I saw her about a year or two later, and she was much more famous.
Mm-hmm.
And she was offended by something. She felt I
Dish.
Was rude to her. Okay,
Dish
what
girl.
Here's what it was.
What happened?
So I was. It was at backstage at Billboards. I can't remember if it was the year you and I did it together, but it was the year that I did a skit with Brittany and Justin.
Mm-hmm.
And I was rehearsing with Brittany and Justin, which is so much fun. But anyway, then Pink came up and she said hi to Brittany and they hugged or something. And then later on, I found out through her publicist that she felt I was rude to her at that moment. And all I remembered was I was talking to Brittany and Justin. Then Pink came up and I said hello to her and she hugged Brittany and then walked away. But then somebody from Billboard's wanted me to call her and apologize. And then I heard a story that she was really furious in her room and wouldn't come out, which I think that part is a gay lie. And then someone actually put me on the phone with her publicist, and I didn't want to apologize because I knew nothing weird happened. But I did see her then at the Tonight Show about a year later, and I thought she was a little cold. Yeah.
It's hard to tell with this town and the faggoty pariah publicists who seem to come.
And you know the difference between a lie and a gay lie. Like, there's regular straight people lie. Like, straight people will say, you know, my mom dated Elvis. Right. So that's a straight lie.
Right.
But gay lies have to have that element
drama,
of fabulous.
Drama.
Yeah. And
inflation.
It's something like, I have a friend who works at a plastic surgeon's office in New York, and they know that one day Cher came in and she's had so much face work that her skull is poking out from her skin now.
Right.
And then all the other gays in the room will go to the mat arguing with me that this is true. Like, I'll be like, no, you can't. What do you mean her? It's true. Her skull was actually poking out of her skin. It was so tight.
Well, this is.
I said, well, I think that would lead to infection. Now, Drew, you're a doctor.
You can't have a skull out your skin. No.
Thank you.
This is. Well, listen, gays are chicks with sacks. I mean, what do you need
also,
to know?
Also, very popular for the gays to. They like to make everyone gay. And one of my favorites is,
do not act
like you don't know that Miss George Bush is gay.
Yeah.
You know, there's a lot of. Oh, please, girl, don't be naive.
And
believe you me, we have a gay president. Deal with it. You know, it's
and
like
if you're gay, somehow you know if everyone's gay. But we're straight; we don't know everyone who's straight.
No,
you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
I don't know. It's like, oh, listen. Oh no, please don't kid yourself. Charles Nelson Reilly's as straight as an arrow.
Yeah,
I know.
Be naive.
Please don't be naive, girl. boy, girl, man, boy, girl.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think the Pink story had elements of gay lying to it,
mm-hmm.
but also I find her to be very moody.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't always count on, you know, you can count on Brittany for a nice hug.
Mm-hmm.
You can count on Jessica Simpson for a nice kiss on the cheek.
Mm-hmm.
Pink, moody.
Moody. Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Well, she's a tough chick.
Yeah.
And she doesn't.
Now, is she gay now or what? What's going on? I hear she's gay. I hear she's in the whole Linda Perry lesbian posse.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I hear she's just sort of fluid.
Moves, yeah.
Yeah.
What is it, Drew?
Moves freely from one type to the next.
Girl. Yeah. Don't even be
no,
starting.
No, guys can't do that. Girls can do that.
Girls can do that.
Yeah, guys don't do that.
That's the whole thing. The whole thing about being gay is the whole penis part's a deal breaker.
You guys are so full of it.
If dudes had vaginas, we could do that too.
So you want Pink to be fluid because she's hot.
No.
Do you think Rosie O'Donnell's fluid or Billie Jean King?
No.
No, exactly, because they're not hot.
No.
But Pink, you're like, you know, maybe she's fluid.
Ellen's attractive. She's not fluid.
But guys don't want to sleep with Ellen. Guys want to sleep with Pink. But I'm telling you, Pink, either Pink's gay or she's not. But she's not fluid. If she's sleeping with girls, she's doing it to get good songs.
Yeah. All right. I listen.
But of course, all guys want to think that Pink could go both ways. Like, they have a shot at her, but it's kind of hot if she's sleeping with other girls.
I didn't get a vibe off her other than she has a few. Seems like she's had a few guys and had a few girls. We didn't talk to her about it. She was definitely attracted to me. I mean, that's obvious.
Please, girl, don't be naive.
Yes. All right, let's take ourselves a little break. The great Kathy Griffin is here tonight. Dear friend, Kathy Griffin, here tonight. Average Joe, big 2-hour season finale coming up this Monday on NBC. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's Loveline. I'm Adam, and that's Dr. Drew. Kathy Griffin in here tonight. Corey Amos in here tomorrow night.
That's going to be very sensual.
Oh,
very
yeah.
sensual, very mystical.
Mm-hmm. And people don't know it, but Drew will back me up. Tori and I, we're thick as thieves. We get along.
Like all the female guests on the show. What are you talking
we
about?
We get along.
Do you talk outside the show?
She digs me. Me and Tori?
Yeah.
We talk without moving our mouths.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
Communicate.
Wait
communicate.
A minute. What's that, Tori? Ooh, she called you
back. By the way, Adam, what's going on with the voicemail on your cell phone?
Yeah, I don't listen to that cell
he doesn't
phone.
He doesn't listen to any voicemails anywhere.
What?
I do at home, just not on the
hey,
cell
Grandpa,
phone.
Hey, Grandpa.
You do not.
Come on back to the future.
Don't, yeah.
I never left a message
so
for you.
So either you pick up or that's it?
That's it.
On the cell phone, yeah.
No, Adam.
You never call me back.
Hi, this
leave
is Adam. Please leave a message.
There it is. Well, your
Why
assistant.
Do you say,
no, you don't call
Adam,
your assistant. Your assistant calls.
Well, Well, I can't call myself with my fame.
Go. Well, when I get that cold call, that steely cold call from the assistant, who, by the way, I know hates Kathy Scott's.
Yeah, they all
Anyone who works for Kathy's got to be miserable.
Especially the gays. They turn on me like you wouldn't believe.
She's tough on her health.
The gays love you.
The gays love me, but then sometimes
but
when
But you speak so disparagingly.
I occasionally get a bitter gay. And they might start out fabulous and it's fun, and then they get bitter.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I've had the bitter gay.
Gays, you know what a gay is like? Let me tell you what a gay, Drew's got to hit the mic with his mug. A gay is like, it's like a beautiful bird inside a cage, looks beautiful, sings a beautiful song, puts your hand in, pow, they bite you right on the knuckle.
Yeah.
That's what the gays are like. You can't trust them, Drew. They look great. They sing, and they sing like canaries, but as soon as you put your finger into that cage, they go right after it.
Can you please not say that at the Christmas party, Adam?
Because
you are going to get pecked away like it's a scene from The Purge.
I'm going to straighten those.
You're going to have to run out of that house. You're going to have blood streaming down your face.
It's a population that loves being referred to as the gay.
Does the house have an intercom? Because I may do one of those. Attention, gays. Mike? Oh, no. Listen, when I'm in that tux, I'm going to look so goddamn dapper that it doesn't matter what I say to them.
Are you lifting? The gays like you to be fit, Adam. Fit.
I got a hairy ass that keeps them away.
They will actually.
That is their garlic.
We actually are going to have a gay booth where gay people will measure your body fat.
No. Oh, really?
Yes. And if it's above 7%, you are out.
Yeah, you don't get the bukkake treatment.
No, and you know those Marines aren't going to stand a chance.
Let me say this. My hairy ass is to the gays
why can't the gays bend you over and shave it once and for all?
Because they have the
picture burned into the gay mind.
Well, can't they send you to a salon?
Or no.
What about a day spa with you and Carson from Queer Eye?
Mike.
Yummy.
Hi.
Hey, Mike, what's up?
You're 20. What's up?
Well, a few months ago, my sister died in a car crash.
Oh, boy.
She had two children, and they're living with us now, me and my family.
Yeah. How old are the kids now?
They're 10 and 9.
10 and 9. How old was your sister?
She was 27.
Yeesh.
Well, she had some pretty old kids, yeah. Are they devastated?
Well, you know, they aren't... I don't know how to say. I mean, you know, they've learned to go back to school, and they're okay.
Parents love to look at the kids getting on with their life and go, look, they're fine. They play like normal kids. It's a terrible, terrible thing for kids.
Yeah. All right. So now you were good enough to take the kids in.
Yeah. Me and I moved back in with my parents when the kids came.
So you're living at home now.
Yeah.
So the three of you are taking care of the kids.
Yes.
Okay.
That's you, your mom, and your dad who are still together?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Where's the dad?
Her husband?
Yeah.
He left a few years before she died, and he hasn't been back since.
And no one knows where he is?
No.
Probably best. He'll show up.
So he never had any contact with the kids?
No, after the second one was born, he just left.
Oh, so he's been gone for nine years.
Yeah, we've never seen him.
Okay.
Good.
Yeah, good. But, geez, that's 1-2 punch for the kids. All right, so now, what's the question?
Well, the thing is, when I was 8 years old, my parents told me there was no Santa Claus. And I know this sounds like a strange question, but I'm wondering, when should the kids be told? Because I know in school the kids are probably going to be talking that there's no Santa Claus, but the kids believe in it.
The kids do believe in it. So
yeah,
you know what?
Dad, do not shatter, particularly this year.
Tell them Santa took mommy.
Adam, that's irresponsible.
Right,
and
when,
if they come back to you and start saying, you lied, you misled us.
Oh, they're not going to do that.
No, they do that. Kids do that sometimes.
I'd show them the back of my hand.
Adam,
I get my assistant to beat the crap out of him.
There you go.
The way to approach this is start telling them that it's Santa is a spirit. It's a concept.
Yeah.
We sort of let you believe it's a person, but it's the spirit of Christmas, and go about it that way.
Well,
we didn't lie. We just conceptualized it and distilled it into a person.
Yeah, it's like saying, look, you may not be able to see God, but he's up there looking after you. It's the same line of BS.
You don't have to
shake hands with a bearded guy and with the hirachis.
Again, it's the spirit of giving. And
Right. Yeah. All right.
Wearing red suits and big buckles.
Yeah, like the kids need all. They should be believing in. You should be teaching them about Allah and God and whoever. What do the Jews got? What do they worship?
God.
They stick with God. They kick it old school over Judaism.
Oh, yeah, they're not into Jesus, but they like God.
Straight to God.
They think Jesus is just a prophet.
Right.
As opposed to your buddy Allah.
Right. Yeah, he's good people, that Allah.
He's doing good work.
He's dynamite. He gets a bad rap here on Earth, but up in heaven, he's dynamite.
Sucked up.
All right. So that's horrible, but go ahead and lie to the kids as much as possible.
Don't lie. Just
allow them
to have their fantasy.
But here's what I'm saying. What if you're agnostic or atheist and mama dies this way? Shouldn't you be saying, listen, don't worry. Her spirit is still here. Yeah. She still loves you. Yes. She's still looking.
Absolutely.
There she is behind you. No, she dove down the drain. No. Don't take it that far. But the point is blow a little smoke up the ass.
Yes,
would you please?
The idea is to make them feel good.
All right.
Allow them that. All right. We got to take a break.
Oh, devastation.
I know.
Kathy Griffin is here tonight, by the way, speaking of devastation.
And they live in Syracuse.
Oh, it's freezing ass.
The 1-3 punch.
Nothing to do. Average Joe coming out. Big wrap-up this Monday coming up on NBC, 9 o'clock. We'll take a quick break. Go to KathyGriffin.com, by the way.
.net. I couldn't afford .com. It's just .net.
.net.
Yeah.
Yeah. And by the way, whoever bought my name for the .com thing, what, about 10 years ago, Drew? Have fun and choke on it,
fat
ass.
I know. That's how I feel. I can't even get my .com.
Yeah, but my guy has to pay for mine to be renewed every year.
My guy has gone bankrupt, and they can't find him. And it's like in litigation now or something.
He took your name to Mexico with him?
Yeah, right. I took it to TJ.
We'll be back. Hey, everybody. Love line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Tori Amos going to come in and talk about those gold dust moments, Stardust days. Fairies. Something like that.
Well, Kathy's here talking about the same thing.
Maybe she'll suckle a pig.
How can we never talk about fairies?
Here we are.
We never talk about...
We spent the first 20 minutes talking about fairies.
No, I don't mean my friends.
Oh, you mean pixie kind of
fairies.
Why
don't we ever talk about spiritual things or mystical things? Who has a crystal with them? No? Any takers?
I keistered one because the doctor said it would stop my forehead from sweating. But
what does keistered mean?
Up the A.
Oh, my God. You put a crystal up your ass?
Mm-hmm.
What does it come to? And you're afraid of Margaret Cho at my Christmas party? And you're putting crystals up your ass like there's no tomorrow?
Yeah. She's the one who talked me into it.
Oh, gosh.
Margaret Cho. Did she write that movie where she got to have sex with everyone in the movie?
I don't know. But, you know, she does a concert movie like one a year.
She does a concert movie once a year?
Yeah, she did one called The Notorious C.H.O.
Right. Mm-hmm.
She did one, I forgot. But, she does these concert movies.
Margaret Cho did a diabolical thing, which is she wrote a script, a movie script, and put everyone in it that she wanted to screw around with and had a sex scene or a makeout scene in her script. I was one, obviously she wasn't, you know. She
really?
Wasn't,
have you ever heard of Woody Allen?
Woody Allen does that too,
Of course.
Does he really?
Well, of course.
Yeah, he does.
Do you think Julia Lewis is going to kiss him otherwise?
Wow.
Well, that's true.
Or Helen Hunt, or whoever he's putting himself up against, like a crazy lunatic pedophile?
but Margaret Cho
wants to
rehearse. Oh, just because he's banging his 11-year-old stepdaughter? Come on, let's not judge.
That's called emotional judgment.
You can't judge.
No judge. No. It's all good.
You can't judge.
It's just a cultural thing.
You can't judge. It's a different culture.
You can't judge those things.
New York is a different, it's a world away.
Different world.
Different world.
How dare you?
Can't judge.
Yeah.
And I like when people do this. How dare you? The man's a genius.
Right.
It's like, I know, he's effing his 9-year-old Laotian son.
Kobe's a really good player. Kobe's an excellent basketball player.
Did you forget the playoffs last year? Double, triple, double.
You know
two
what
games
I'd like to see? And Adam, I want you to be honest about this. Have you ever, because you do that whole like guys watching football together ridiculousness.
Sure.
Have you guys ever been together? Like, let's say there's a group of minimum of Drew.
I'm so tired. I'm sorry.
Oh my!
I'm sorry.
Do you know what that is? That is a hurtful message
sorry,
to me.
It's Adam's voice.
But you're looking right at
I'm
me.
I'm listening attentively.
Yawning.
Oh.
Your ears close when you yawn.
Okay. So anyway,
I'm listening, baby. Go ahead.
Been with a group of guys, and has any one of you ever had the balls to say, you know what, Kobe might have done it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all
in fact, guys,
and then
guys
the other guys all jump on you, right?
No, guys go into great detail.
No. White guys think he's guilty.
They do?
Yeah.
Every white guy I know worships Kobe.
That's a different issue.
Yeah, no, all the white guys I know think he's guilty.
What about the brothers?
Although, well, no, I shouldn't say all of them. It's about two-thirds of them. Yeah, no, not
but
the
But you sure they don't always like to throw in the, like, yeah, but, I mean, what was she thinking going to the room in the first place?
No.
They always love that. Well, you know, maybe she didn't
know.
The
reality is, guys, the reality is that he was goofing around. He was cheating.
Right.
She undoubtedly offered herself up. He doesn't understand what that means when trauma survivors do that. They're in the middle of something, and all of a sudden she feels like she's being raped. She feels that way, even though...
Well, what about, okay, what about the story that it was, like, normal, you know, missionary, and then he flips around, and she's like, no, I'm not into it, and then he just does it up her butt anyway. Ouch.
Yeah.
I would like you to, all of you at home right now, to picture Kobe sticking it up your butt right now.
Yeah.
And tell me you don't want to go to a precinct and report it.
Yeah. Well,
okay, first of all, I'm having anal bleeding thinking about it.
Yeah. You're
just,
putting your hand right there.
I have a geyser. I'm putting my hand right here to stop the hemorrhaging from thinking of Kobe Bryant putting it up my head.
Well, that's, and anyone that's who knows, anyone who knows dry anal rape knows pain.
Oh, God.
All right. Especially, he figures penis has got to be just covered with the Cruax. You know what I mean? All
What's that?
All that jock spray goes down there because they get the itch. All right. They're passionate men. Here's the point. The brothers think he's innocent, and the white guys are about three-quarters on the guilt, but the big Lakers fan are more 50-50. But the brothers,
Laker fan, every time he comes out on the court, everybody stands and cheers.
Well, that's because...
And they're going to do it if he's found guilty and goes to jail and comes back.
Correct.
No, we're super retarded about that. We don't know. Yeah. Especially, like I said, when it happens to the brother man. But, you know, they think Idi Amin was a great guy. Anyone who's black
Tyson,
and does anything. Tyson, he's been railroaded.
Poor Miss USA girl or whatever the hell that poor girl was.
Well, yeah. You got to look after your own. Greg?
What? Well, I hope you're never a jury at my rape trial.
I want to be there just so I can hear the testimony.
Oh, you pig.
Yeah. I believe it's going to be like the guy checks the meter saying that she was asking for it.
Greg, 15, what's up?
Hello?
Hi, Greg.
Hey, what's going on?
What's happening?
Yeah, I was calling up saying, hey, Adam and Drew, thanks for letting me on the show and stuff.
All right, Spicola, you're 15. For Christ's sake, you sound like you did three tours in NAMM. What's going on?
What's up?
Nothing. I was calling about four weeks ago. Me and four other my friends, we went out and we did mushrooms for the second time. Well, we went out. We were hanging out at a school for a couple hours, and we're walking back. It was about 3:30 in the morning, and. And a cop drives by, and he drives down the street, and so we just start running. He turns around, and me and all my other friends, it's tripping me out.
Hey, Ignatowski.
Three of my friends, they run up the street, and my best friend, his legs gave out, so I had to carry him up this hill, and I had to hide him in the bush. And the cop was driving around, so we were hiding from him. So basically, what I was calling to ask you about, I'm having these flashbacks. All my friends were all having these flashbacks. Like, if we think of...
All right, hold on a second. First off...
He's a drug addict and yet a hero, carrying his
friend
to safety.
Or not bogus.
Were the lights off in his living room and he was just stumbling around imagining
this whole
thing? He
did mention a grassy knoll.
While he was talking to us?
Yeah.
Stumbling around. No, listen, here's the deal. One of two things. Listen, let me talk to him for a second.
Okay. And remind me to tell you guys a story about doing some shrooms and going back to my junior high at about midnight.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. That's weird.
You know what? Maybe I'm going to call you Igkowski.
Igkowski.
Whatever you call. What did you call this guy?
Ignatowski.
From Taxi.
Come on, baby. No.
Sorry.
Greg?
What was his first name?
Yeah.
Jim,
yeah.
What's up there, Greg? All right.
Greg, listen. Do you flashback in the sense that you have panic attacks when you think about the whole experience or flashbacks
get nervous and stuff.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. When you've had a highly traumatizing experience, yes, you can be jittery and nervous and panic attacks for weeks or even months afterwards. You throw in some mushroom, which can actually, there's evidence to suspect that it would damage parts of the brain that might cause panic and anxiety chronically.
Bummer.
That's a good recipe for some anxiety and panic. There's something called a post-hallucinogenic perceptual disorder, where after hallucinogens like mushrooms, or more commonly with LSD, you can kind of get locked into a dreamlike state.
Yeah.
Also associated with a great deal of anxiety, it becomes chronic.
I did mushrooms and went to my old junior high, Walter Reed Junior High over there in North Hollywood, and we hopped the fence or something. It was like,
and you were high?
Oh, yeah. And sat on the bench in the quad area where I, last time I was there was 12 years ago. No, I wasn't that old. Probably I probably was like 21, 22 at the time. So last time I was there was about 6 years back or something, where I sat, you know, during lunch.
That's a long 6 years, though. Oh, that might as well been 60 years.
Yeah, it's a big difference between, you know, the ninth grade and 3 years out of high school.
Yeah.
And I just sat there high as a kite on mushrooms and sort of closed my eyes and heard all the sounds of the... You know, I was back in junior high. I mean, I didn't think I was there, but I was there. You know what I'm saying? It was weird. It was at night. And the last time I was there, it was, you know, Mr. Walters was coming down the stairs blowing a whistle, and the lunch woman was in the cafeteria. It's awesome. I was trying to bump food off my Jewish friends. Yeah, still. They always had good sandwiches, to my Jewish friends. Yeah.
They know a good sandwich. They always have.
They do. And they're not big eaters, the Jews, when they're young. Now, as they get older, they really get a taste.
Yeah.
They get a taste for it. Mike?
Yeah.
27?
Yes.
You heard porn stars get colon cancer?
Yeah, well, I was on a website called Excalibur.
All right. Hold on. Is it just jack-off night?
It is jack-off night, yeah.
Is every second caller just an idiot?
Do you want to see what he asked this question is? Oh, it's a weird question.
What is it?
Why would he just why would he blurt out a website?
Oh, you think he's like promoting?
Yeah,
He's
gone, all right.
He's gone. You can't just say.
May I interject?
Well, yes.
All right.
Does Kathy need to go too? She would mention that website at least three times.
Her website,
yes.
KathyGriffin.net.
Yeah.
Now, What I wanted to interject was that last Thanksgiving I went with my family to a beautiful resort, the St. Regis Monarch Beach in Dana Point, California.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was good for my family to
trade out. You get the trade out.
A little trade out going.
<That's> shocking.
And so we went to the beautiful, gorgeous Thanksgiving buffet. So nobody has to cook and you're waited on and it's very fancy and good food. So we walk in, I see this huge table. Who do I recognize? My buddy Ron Jeremy.
So
Ron's there with all the other porn stars. And I thought it was so interesting that that's where the porn stars have Thanksgiving. Because they have money, so they can afford to go to the St. Regis, but they don't have families.
They can't
so
go
nobody's
home.
Cooking. And they can't cook.
Yeah.
They can't go home. Nobody wants to cook. And there was Ron and all the girls. And very elegant.
Yeah.
And they were dressed slightly inappropriately, but they all behaved pretty well.
Yeah, as a porn star can't go back to Indiana and have that drunken stepdad who raped them at 12.
They can't go see dad who raped them every day in junior high. They have to make new friends.
Right.
But they weren't at Denny's. They make a pretty good buck. They're over at the kicking it at the St. Regis.
No, they're doing fine.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, Missy, or actually, I used her real name, but Christy Canyon.
Yeah. Her name is Missy in real life?
Yeah. She came by my house a few weeks back. Was I telling you that?
No.
I was just standing in front of my house, saw her and her husband drive by. They were heading over to his parents' house for Rosh Hashanah or Yom Kippur, whatever it was, Jewish day.
Yeah.
And swung by. And the thing that was funny is she married this Jewish guy who's named Grant, who came in here. I think you met him when she came in.
I was away.
Oh, okay. I knew the guy from junior high, and she's become a Jewish housewife now, Christy Canyon.
And is she still doing the porn?
I think she travels around, does a couple of signings and maybe a little show.
That's not
so bad. But she's getting a little long in the tooth to actually be in front of the camera.
Mm-hmm.
Still looks good. But, you know, you have a shelf life as a porn star, and she's at the outer limits of that. But she came by, and she was like a New Jersey housewife. It's like, oh, my God, what are you doing here? And it was like, well, what are you going to do here? Some wrought iron would be beautiful. And I'm like, hey, I was just beating off to you like 4 hours ago. And she's like, and she's walking and talking and saying, you know, I'd go with a nice chiffon here, and this would
it's
be beautiful
for
breakfast.
It's very unusual seeing them out of context.
Yeah,
but
I said to my husband because I don't think Matt ever met Ron Jeremy before, who's, as you know, I'm sure you know him, very nice guy. And I said, have you ever like jerked off to one of his movies? And he was like, Kathy, he does half of all porn. Like, there's no way anyone could ever have seen any number of porn movies without having seen him.
Oh,
so
yeah.
He's the guy in 50% of porn movies?
Yeah. Oh, Ron?
One guy is doing 50% of all the movies?
No, you're right. It's more like 70%.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he does a lot. And you know,
now, what is his hook? Does he have a giant penis?
Yeah, yeah.
And then the hook is, if that guy can do that...
He's an everyman.
Right.
He's an everyman.
Every guy sees himself in that guy.
Right. You know, he's not attractive. And I'll say it right to his face.
But
he's profoundly unattractive.
Call him the porcupine or something?
Yeah,
no, they call
him the hedgehog. And you know a lot of those girls, after they do their scene, you know they cry. There's a lot of, like, him consoling them and them saying things like, it wasn't supposed to be like this. Like, it can't be great to have your first porn be Ron Jeremy, who now looks like Jaime the Rabbi at this point. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
So he's, you know, I mean.
Well, here's the thing about Ron Jeremy. Ron Jeremy used to be attractive.
Oh, come on!
Yes. Ron Jeremy explains that he was in Playgirl.
Yeah. Yes,
he was
that's
like
right.
And he was like one of the first, like, I don't know, centerfolds for like
but
Playgirl.
But the Playgirl
or something.
Guys aren't hot. There's a lot of like cop hair,
mullets,
mustaches.
But here's the point. Ron Jeremy 30 years ago was an acceptable looking
How
guy.
Old is he?
Well, Ron Jeremy
is
probably in his early 50s.
Yeah. Wow.
And Ron Jeremy's been in the business for like 30 years. So right. You got to keep in mind. Now, imagine the female equivalent to Ron Jeremy, some woman who's been right. working solid for 30 years. How good is she going to look and how excited
well,
are the young lads going to be?
She's still going to look better than him, though. I will say that.
That's true. That's true.
Because Ginger Lynn looks great. She's got to be 40, right?
Yes. And here's the thing about that, Ron. Ron is the break-in guy for a lot of the chicks, which right. has to be a baptism by fire.
Yeah.
Because not only does he have a huge schvanz, but he's, you know, fat and covered with hair.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Can't he do anything, get a haircut or some gel or...
No.
Nobody will send him some products. Aveda, if you're listening, somebody could send him a nice gift bag.
Well, he should start trading out like you'd get sponsors for his porn moves. Josh?
Yeah.
You're 25?
Uh-huh.
You last 5 minutes.
I'm sorry?
You last 5 minutes.
Oh, yeah. My story. So sometimes I get confused in what you're talking about.
Yeah.
So I'm having sex with my girlfriend.
Just ask one quick question. Why
wow,
is
he
it...
didn't, even the call didn't last 5 seconds.
Yeah. Why is it when we establish it's a confused, hard night, does it have to go for the entire 2 hours?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Why is it confusing to pick up the phone and encourage people to talk?
I don't know, but all I know is once we establish that's the night it's
going
to be...
It's off and running?
It's going.
Yes.
It's
now,
going
here's an interesting question, and we'll get to Josh in 1 second, but... Do you notice that, now, and I've learned this rhythm, it's a life rhythm thing. Like once in a while you'll do this, you'll go, you'll pick up your stapler. I got a staple this paper, out of staples. Yeah. Where's the paper clips? I'm going to find it. Now you can't find the paper clips that you usually have, and now it's game on.
Yeah.
You see, now it's game on.
You can't find anything. Everything's lost.
No,
you can't find anything.
No, it's this mission
metal,
is not going
right.
to be accomplished.
Metal device to bring papers together cannot
not,
be not, happened.
Now
tonight.
It's not going
to
happen.
Today,
so yeah,
not today.
Yeah, you think, oh, it's probably downstairs. I'll go downstairs. I'll find that. Now it's sort of game on.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
How do things have that rhythm? Now, oftentimes,
you know,
things
I just
work
want to say
out.
This is clearly a Tori Amos conversation.
It is.
Because Tori will, it'll be with the Mayan convergence and the lining
they will
of the stars.
People will say that it's
some pixie dust.
Something to do with that. However, random events segregate non-randomly.
Right.
So whenever there's something that happens in a series, it'll usually be a fairly long series before it ends.
Once in a while, you stumble into something and you go, obviously this wasn't meant to be. These papers coming together.
Yeah.
And I can overcome this hurdle, but it's going to take me an hour to figure this out because everything's going to be out and stuff's going to be bent and nothing's. I won't be able to find anything. And it almost has its own energy.
Yep.
Tonight is the night.
Confused hard nights.
When everyone
come
is
together.
Confused. Yes.
Yeah.
Josh?
Yep.
Go ahead, buddy. What's your question?
Okay, well, this is the first time I've ever called in. I haven't even really watched or listened to your show a whole lot, but a friend told me about it.
All right.
Adam.
I don't need
to. Can he even get to his question?
No. That's my question.
No?
Does he have to give the...
I went back to him and I said, what's your question? And he had to explain that he wasn't a fan of the show.
That's the sign of Tard.
I just came back and I said, Josh, what's your question? And he said... Well, now, I don't listen to the show very much.
Not a fan. Friend told me about it.
Yeah.
Let's try it again. Josh?
Yeah. Sorry about that. I am a fan of the show. I just never heard of it before, but I'll get to the question. Question is...
Hold on.
Oh.
Wait, no, that's his backhanded
I like that he's a fan of something he's never heard of.
Did I hear some chirping in the background?
Yeah.
What does that mean, chirping?
Chirping.
Smoke detector. Josh?
Yeah.
How can you be a fan of something you've never heard of?
That's true. You make a good point.
Yeah.
He's covering that.
Well, the kind of valid points I make on a nightly basis if you'd listen to the goddamn show.
He gets points for effort, though.
All right. What is your question?
I'm having a tough time making sure that my girl is getting what she wants. Like, we have sex, and we're going at it for 4 or 5 minutes or so, and I'm done, and I'm not sure if she's done.
She's not.
So how about with oral sex? What happens then?
What do you mean, what happens? Like,
oh, for God's sake.
You give her
suck in bed. Get it together.
Do you give her oral sex?
Uh-huh. Very,
it's Kathy Griffin. Have you ever heard of Kathy Griffin?
He's not a fan.
I'm so
the point sorry. Is, you got to work harder, okay, Lazy? How about a little elbow grease? How about a little pedal the metal for the ladies?
That's true. You get. That's right. I need to.
So you don't do oral sex with her?
I haven't. Not very often.
Okay, most women do not have an orgasm with intercourse.
None.
Thank you.
Less than none.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do you understand that, Josh?
Yes.
But right, in porns, they do.
Yeah,
give her the oral sex. Josh, why don't you give her the oral sex?
I don't know. I guess I just haven't I've been really used to it. You know, like, I'm really kind of a guy who's like a germ freak, you know? And
sure.
I guess like, what I need to do is just take some showers and then get down to it, you know? And
Does she give you oral sex?
She does.
Oh, okay. But you're a germ freak. So you're comfortable receiving.
I know. I guess
you're
a
bastard.
Selfish,
you are disinvited to my Christmas party.
Oh, you know, I listened to the show earlier on, and I was going to ask if I could come, but I guess...
Not unless you're going to go down on me, and I am filthy. You're going to be covered in germs. I got crabs flying out of me right now. Watch out!
Yeah, good times. Josh,
he's gotta go take a shower right now.
I should have this job. I'm so much more appropriate for this than you, Drew.
And by the way, you're germ freak, so I guess he says, I guess I could take a shower and then go down on her.
Yeah, I know.
With his tongue sticking out. So he hits it with a water pick. Oh,
he's
my God.
He's a screwed up guy, Josh.
Listen, here's the thing, fellas, and Kathy, please back me up. Women love oral sex.
That's how they have orgasms.
Yes.
They don't.
It's almost all we have.
Yes. And women.
It's pretty much all we got.
Women do not. They don't like to crow about how much they like it. And they're not used to telling guys, hey, here's what I like.
The problem is the culture teaches women that somehow they should magically be able to have orgasms every time they have intercourse. So all girls feel faulty, like it's something's wrong with them.
Right. And also guys love to go, my last girlfriend did.
Right. Yeah. Your last girlfriend faked it.
She faked it.
Right.
No, seriously, she did. Always had them at the same time.
Yeah, but the stranger thing about women, magically. But there is a woman that will have orgasm during intercourse almost instantly.
Well, it's not me.
I know, that's rare. It's a rare
woman. When's her seminar?
But the women have this great range of their biology. It's just a different biological system. And some will have multiple during intercourse and not like oral sex.
Never matter.
Which is like 2%.
Well, listen, before you talk about this mythical woman,
let me just say that
this?
If Adam and I haven't slept with them, they don't exist.
That's right.
Because Adam and I pretty much worked our way, in the 90s, we pretty much worked our way through L.A., the Valley, Orange County.
I'm proud of you guys. That's good. Yeah. Nice work.
And yeah, we would meet.
A lot of the tri-state, and definitely me for Chicago.
We would meet on a Friday night and map out the areas
to cover. Yeah.
Well, what we did is we had a grid, and we would just work it in.
We called a councilman. We made sure that if anyone had a change of address, we knew about it.
It's the same technique they use when they're looking for, like, the Edmund Fitzgerald or some other boat that's been lost in the sea.
They go, when the government wants to take a census.
Yeah, they go, we know it's within this several hundred square mile
homeless
radius.
Homeless people, and halfway houses.
We'll just traverse the area and make sure we cover it all.
Right.
Good times.
All right. Kathy, what give us three good tips for oral sex that our young male listeners need to know besides get down there and do it.
No, it's not about getting down there and doing it. First of all, you definitely have to kiss first. So like those guys that you say like, okay, let's make love, and then boom, they're down there. That's a little weird. So
A lot of our guys just don't do it.
Right. They don't know understand the anatomy.
Here it is. It's
they have
like,
no idea.
Okay.
Their thing is like, well, she didn't ask for it. And I don't know if I'm not going to do it if she didn't ask for it, and therefore it never happened. So,
first of all, you should just try it. So, I mean, when I say just do it, what I mean is you kiss, and then maybe you work the kissing down there. And if she has some complete issue with it, she'll stop you around the stomach, just like a guy.
Right.
Like if some guy's got some rancid infection, he'll stop you at the stomach.
Believe me, it's got to be raging.
The
guy will not. No.
Yeah.
No, listen, I could have a bowl of clam dip coming out of my penis, and I would still have you on.
He will stop you if there's a vagina down there. Doesn't you don't know.
No, I'd be like, clean up aisle me.
Okay, so then that's a telegram.
Okay. So it's a lot of kissing to get down there. there.
Right, right.
Then once you get down there, the important thing is it's got to be gentle, mm-hmm. and it has to be circles.
Circles.
Don't do the up scoop. Because uh-huh. that can be very painful. It almost feels like there's like a, yeah. I don't know, like almost like a pin down there or something.
Yeah.
So it should be gentle circles.
Now this is
circles.
Already
circles
you
on the clitoris.
When you say yes. something like that, guys.
Circles around the clitoris.
Around
gentle.
The clitoris.
Gentle.
Guys here, Charlie Brown's teacher. Right there.
What?
No.
But the idea of the stimulation of the genitalia, the idea of stimulation of genitalia causing pin-like sensation, guys,
very gentle.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so the tongue, the pressure of the tongue to the vagina should be soft and gentle, not mm-hmm. like in porn mags where they like do crazy stuff and they mm-hmm. put like a buzzsaw down there.
Right,
gentle
right.
circles,
slow mm-hmm.
and slow circles, mm-hmm. and also
rhythmic.
There should be some asking. Is this good? Is this? And also let the and let the woman know it's okay to say a little to the left, a little to the right, all that stuff. Like a mm-hmm. little traffic copping can save the guy a lot of time because mm-hmm. sometimes the guy will be in just the wrong spot for like an hour.
Now, why would a woman let a guy do that?
Right, exactly. Because you're embarrassed. You're thinking,
embarrassed?
Is he going to feel bad if I correct him?
Oh my God!
So guys should say like, look, tell me what I'm doing right and what you don't like, and then mm-hmm. Okay, good. We'll keep doing that. And with a woman says. Like, okay, that, keep doing that.
Yeah.
Don't all of a sudden shift to the left.
Right.
If she's, if she like accelerates her breathing, stick with that. Stick with what works and bail on what doesn't.
And let me say this. Would you agree or disagree with this, which is if you were giving someone a massage, you wouldn't be all over the place. You would be sort of rhythmic
right.
and circular and just the right amount of pressure. You wouldn't hop from the elbow to the shoulder to the thigh.
Right. And you wouldn't take like a cat of nine tails and beat them over the head with it.
Right.
You're gentle, mm-hmm. But, you can't think of it like a penis. I think guys think of the clitoris as like a mini penis.
Yeah.
And they want it to be fast and they want to
stroke
it.
I think
of
my penis as a large clitoris.
No, that's what ladies think of it. We got to go to break.
All right,
anyway.
We got to take a break. One more last quick question.
Do
you hit it with the end of the tongue or you give it the meat of the tongue?
Meat of the tongue.
That's what
meat
I think.
Meat of the tongue.
Don't make it into a point
it's too
and stab
pointy.
At it. Too pointy.
Yes.
All right. And what if you can roll your tongue up into a taco shell shape? Should you just suck it up like it's the ground beef in the shell?
No. Sucking.
All right. We'll take a quick break. Kathy Griffin's here. More tips after this. Buddy, Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Kathy Griffin here tonight. Tori Amos tomorrow night. Kathy's the host of Average Joe. Big 2-hour finale coming up this coming Monday, 9:00, NBC. As if we fall deeper and deeper in love each time we hang out, Kathy and I.
Right.
I just found out that she stays up till 5 every night watching TiVo, and I love that about her.
Yummy.
I said to Kathy, come by tomorrow, see the house. She said, all right.
No, I said, I'm having lunch with someone at 1.
I'm having lunch with someone at 1. I said,
someone from Paradise Hotel, by the way.
I said, fine, come by before that. Oh, please, I'm not going to drag myself out of bed.
I know. If I have lunch with someone at 1,
yeah.
then I probably have to get up at noon, right? Put a little like half-ass makeup on,
right.
go over
little,
there.
Little foundation.
If I'm going to go to your house first, because I want to spend a good 20 minutes looking around the house,
yeah.
then I got to get up. We're talking like 10, 20?
Yeah, maybe
and
into
I just
10:30.
Went to bed at 5?
10:30.
How am I supposed to get my 10 hours?
Yeah.
10 hours.
It's true.
Wow.
Listen.
No, I don't get 10 hours. I'm saying I wish.
But you go home every night, you watch that TiVo.
All night long.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
now,
so
what
like
do you
tonight,
do? Do you drink wine?
Well, Matt goes to bed early.
Because that could be us.
No. Matt goes to bed early.
My wife goes to bed early. So, I mean, we could make something
first
happen
of all,
here.
I really doubt that you and I watch the same shows on TiVo. I really,
Adam
really
watches
doubt.
Adam Starting Over. You missed
modern,
that one.
Modern,
you don't.
No. I watch Modern Marvels. They're like gunpowder used in the right hands for mining and bridge
modern
building.
Marvel.
But I watch Modern Marvels every night.
Welcome to the first mall.
Yeah.
In 1942, someone had the idea to put stores together.
That's what I do.
I love that. What I do love? I love Monster House.
Yeah, Monster House is good, too.
Although, those houses fall apart in like 2 seconds.
They wanted me to host Monster House.
Oh, you should do it.
Well, it was before. It was before they came out.
Right.
Yeah, it was, didn't have any money or anything. But,
right.
All right, so And the point is do you drink wine?
No.
Because I drink wine.
That six times.
They didn't say no.
I don't drink at all.
You just stay up till five sober?
No, I'm an eater.
You got a problem.
I'll pick it like some little candies or I'll have some salty stuff. I'm an eater. I don't drink
you
at
all. You gotta get your booze on. Because let me explain what happens. Start drinking that red wine when you get home and you doze off about 2:15. You don't make it till 5.
I'd kill to sleep at 2:15. That would be heaven.
Well, don't you want to go to bed earlier?
I don't know. It's my me time. Isn't that why you do it? To just pamper yourself and have some
Adam
time?
You every night? I get 2 hours of myself. I'm tired of myself already.
Well, my me time is me watching TV.
That was different.
True.
I don't masturbate every night.
Really?
No.
Well, see, now you don't drink, you don't masturbate. All of a sudden, the honeymoon's over.
Oh, wow.
I'm just
going to
come by with like a...
Oh, you're going to have a circle jerk? I'm a girl, Adam. I don't have circle jerks.
I was going to come by with a honcho and a nice Chablis. And
What's a honcho?
That's a guy, Faggoty Magazine, that you could look at. I was going to come by with a Colt Roundup and a Chardonnay, and
well,
we're really going to dig in.
Well, are you going to watch Oprah with me at 105?
Oh. No, see, I can't watch that. I have to watch science shows. Shows I have to
history.
Do.
Here's
what I have to
say. The great thinker over here.
Here's what I have to say. I have to see either something being built or Hitler. Hitler has to be destroying
I love
lives.
The Hitler shows.
Never get tired of Hitler.
Oh.
I never get tired. And the thing I can't figure out about Hitler
why
is
do we protect Barbie? That's what I could never figure out. We protected. We knew
Klaus
where Barbie,
Barbie
was all those years, and we didn't do anything.
Wow.
We knew Goering was down in Brazil. We did nothing.
Yeah. Oh,
interesting.
Yeah. All right.
We wanted
all right,
information.
Speaking of modern marvels, here's Diana.
Oh, she has a orgasm?
Yes.
Diana?
Deanna.
Deanna, I beg your pardon.
Sorry.
All right.
I was listening to you guys, and you guys were talking about the mystical woman who, you know, orgasms in like 2 minutes.
These are those gold dust moments.
During intercourse.
Right, during intercourse.
Mm-hmm.
That's me.
Nice.
Every time I'm here. Drew, do you set these up for me?
Mm-hmm.
Every time.
Rubbing your face in it.
And what, Diana? What else, Diana?
Man, this sucks.
No, it's not a good thing. I wish I didn't.
Why?
Because she has a refractory period, probably.
No, she had multiple orgasms.
Well, it's like, the guy's just getting started, and I'm done.
Ah.
Yeah.
So it's like, I'm like, okay.
Like, guys care.
So you don't have multiple orgasms.
No, but it's uncomfortable for her after that. Becomes
aren't you
too
good
intense?
Lubed up afterwards?
Yeah, but once I'm done, and
it's time to go to Krispy Kreme. The fun's over.
Yeah.
I understand.
It's exactly. Uncomfortable if you keep going.
Yes.
Does oral sex a good thing for you or not?
No, I don't really.
See, these women that orgasm with intercourse, they don't like oral sex.
Really?
Yeah.
Isn't it going to take you longer to orgasm if you have oral sex?
They just don't like it. It doesn't feel right. It just feels uncomfortable to them.
Well, let Deanna answer for that. Is it painful or uncomfortable, or you just don't care for it, the oral sex?
It's not painful. It's
you'd call that uncomfortable.
Okay, but I don't prefer it. I mean,
it's not uncomfortable. He's just not into it.
Right. I mean, if a guy likes to do it, I'll let him do it because, you know, he's really into that.
You should give her the Nobel Peace Prize.
You know what? This is really, there goes my whole case. I come here, I try to do good work, and now Deanna calls.
I'm sorry, Kathy.
Well, that's the point about women.
Now Josh remember Josh from before who didn't want to go down on a girl because girls are dirty and smell like fish?
Right.
Well, this is all he needs to hear.
But you have to understand that this is the mystery about women and why women can't sort of get a union going because there's such diversity and why men can't understand them. Each one's different.
Yeah, that's it. I'm never going down on another woman.
We got to unionize.
Yeah,
that is key.
Made up my mind. All right. Also, let me ask this. You wonder, she's 22. You wonder if the right guy went down on her. You wonder if Kathy Griffin went down on her.
I'm not into that sort of thing. I know pain
you
is,
don't,
but...
You're not into that. But let's just say you could put your mouth on a man's body. You know what I'm saying?
Mouth on a man's
here's
body?
Here's what I'm saying. You know
what
you're
doing.
You know,
my acumen, okay.
You know what you're doing.
Your skill.
Oh,
you know
sure.
She's 22.
I'm a pro.
She's 22. She's calling from Eugene. I got to believe that if Kathy, and not Kathy's not a lesbian, but if Kathy went down on her, she would enjoy it.
Oh, you're kidding
me? You see
me?
What I'm saying?
No. I would make an excellent lesbian.
No.
You see what I'm saying?
Really, I know how it all works.
She would enjoy
there.
It. No. She would enjoy it. She's already said that she doesn't mind it.
Ask her if she's ever had an orgasm with oral sex.
She hasn't.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm just saying she's with some drunken yahoo who just sets his Mickey's big mouth down.
She should be
she's
with the 5 minute guy who's done in 5 minutes. Everybody's happy.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. Travis.
Yeah.
Germany or Florida?
Okay. First, I got to say a couple things. I want to thank you, Adam Crowley. You're probably the funniest man I've ever heard in my life.
Thank you, Travis. Aww. You're obviously
and,
a genius.
And, Kathy, what you were saying about earlier, about the crabs, about that guy, he won't go down and can't come to the Christmas party.
Yeah.
I personally would love to go down on you, but...
Oh, that's sweet.
Another time, another place, but...
That's what Christmas is all about, the holidays, Kathy.
Yeah, you come there, and in front of her parents, she'll hike her leg up onto the bar stool, and you can just get busy.
My mom, after Travis. A couple of wines, you know, anything, it's on.
She'll be arranging the lady fingers on the serving tray. You'll just be looking away down there.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead, Travis.
All right, but, okay, this female, she... let her neighbor in, came over, and...
This is Germany or Florida, by the way. Go ahead.
Germany, Florida. Mm-hmm. He started stabbing her. Her mom comes out of the back room because she hears the commotion, and he, in return, since there's another person, starts stabbing her. He leaves the scene of the crime. 2 days later, he goes into the station, and he admits to the crime.
Mm-hmm.
That's it?
That's
not
it.
Much... Yeah, now here's the problem. This is why this is not a great Germany or Florida. This is pretty much just a violent crime that could have happened in any city in the world.
I'm going to go with Montana.
But I think we'll go Florida here because I don't know what sets us, why we'd even hear about it if it was in Germany.
I'm going to go Florida because, I think I may have actually heard about this.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
I follow the crime.
Okay. We'll go Florida.
Florida.
It was Florida.
Yeah.
And that's how you play
stabbings.
Germany or Florida. Yeah. Yeah. Kathy knows her shivs
know
and the origins
crime.
Of them.
Yeah.
All right, let's...
Now, do you watch the crime shows on Discovery? Adam?
I love all the forensic shows.
Oh, FBI files?
All that stuff.
That's so good.
The HBO, I think it's HBO that has the forensic files one. The doctors casually
no,
talking
they have
about
autopsy.
All that stuff. Autopsy.
Yes, forensic files of Discovery.
Yeah, autopsy's awesome.
So good.
You know, it's always great when they just gloss over things. Like they're talking to the pathologist and he's like... the suspect, he kept the body, he kept it intact, he used it, he had, kept her hair, made a wig out of it, put wax and silk cloth on her face, sprayed the body with perfume so the decomposing wouldn't smell, had a vaginal tube inserted, and just keeps powering past all it. It's like, ho, 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 vaginal tube inserted, No one wants to stop. Mm-hmm. So it's like these shows. That's the whole thing. Like when they do these narration shows. Like I was watching. I was telling Drew about this. I was watching a thing on the original Siamese twins, like Yin and Yang, or whatever the hell their names were, Chang and Wang, or whatever. And they're like, they live together. Obviously, they're connected at the hip and at the shoulder, and they live to the ripe old age of. And they set up shop. They moved to like Indiana, and they married two girls who are twins, not Siamese twins. And between them, sired 29 kids. And it's like, whoa. One had like 13 kids, and the other had like 11 kids. Now you're banging Where, your brother's on top of your wife, too? Or is there a curtain between you? Or how? And, okay, I understand you want to have kids, and you're not going to let your disability get in the way.
How's it work?
Kids?
How?
Maybe?
How does it work?
You each are into the double digits with kids?
Right.
They're compensating.
The two Siamese guys are each into the double digits, and maybe they're going to pass this crazy attached gene along? Here's what I mean. All I want is the narrator to stop and go, holy mother effing a pearl.
Yeah.
That's what I want. Mm-hmm. Or to say like, hey, Jesus, how'd they do that?
Right. Or to even have the slight inflection.
Yeah. Now,
and then
that,
they went on
just
to have 29 children.
Yeah, just
said,
between they had 29 kids and one of them had a penchant for stamp collection.
Yeah.
You know, they just move like that. Vaginal tube, pow. Right, just gone. All right, we got to take ourselves a break. Kathy, we're going to talk about that that autopsy thing. That is a hot show.
Yeah.
Oh, this horrible, horrible stuff goes on, Drew.
Yeah.
You don't know what's outside of this studio.
Nice.
You'd be scared to go out if I tell you. All right. Drew, what do you know?
Is Drew in a protective bubble called Adam?
Yeah, yeah.
So your idea is that you protect Drew from the world.
Of course.
He lives in my sphere. He's like John Travolta.
I'm actually like the corpse in the closet thing. I've been sodomized.
He's just putting perfume all over you so it doesn't smell.
And my vaginal tube. I'll show it to you. There's the brain.
Dear friend, Kathy Griffin here tonight from
KathyGriffin.net.
Yep, KathyGriffin.net. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Buddy, love line. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Dear friend Kathy Griffin in here tonight. Average Joe, her show, NBC, 9 o'clock. Big two-hour special coming up this Monday.
I can't wait.
Tori Amos coming up tomorrow. I can't wait for that.
Transgender question?
Okay, Kathy had a transgender question.
No, you don't have to.
I don't want to turn the transgender community against me.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
All eight of them.
Don't worry. They're always so turned against Adam.
Obviously they have a screw loose.
I've been seeing I saw a bunch of Oprahs with the transgenders. I know there's a transgender. Now, transgender is different from tranny, right?
No.
When people say tranny, don't they mean a man who dresses as a woman?
That's a transvestite.
That's
transvestite is a dresser. Yeah. Tranny is someone who actually had the surgery?
Yes.
Okay, then I'm going to go ahead and go with tranny.
Right. Well, tranny could be either, transvestite. Really.
When I see the trannies at Highland and Santa Monica at the donut stop, I'm thinking transvestite.
They're shaky.
I don't think they can't afford the surgery.
Let's just clear this up right now, though, because I think a lot of people have this. Transvestites are men that dress as women.
They're still men.
And maybe and live as women, possibly.
No, they usually don't have sexual identity issues. They just get aroused by dressing
I just
like
mean
women.
They live as women. They dress that way.
They're aroused by it. Some of them are
gay. If they're just aroused, then why can't they just do it in the bedroom?
Many of them do.
Why is
many
it that
do.
They...
Most of them do, I'd say.
Right. Yeah. Well, I agree.
Right.
Okay, so
let's
my
just,
impression
hold on,
after
hold
watching...
On, hold on.
We're clarifying?
Transsexual
transvestite. A lot of people don't know the difference between transsexual and transvestite. Transvestite, dude dresses like a chick.
Right.
Transsexual, dude got his junk cut off.
Or a girl who got a teen penis built, which I have pictures
right,
of here,
which you never see very often.
Oh, yes.
And Drew, calm down. There's pre-op transsexual. These
which
are people that are,
as a woman.
That are
which
going
there are
to
much
get the
more
junk
of
cut
than
off.
The people that have had the junk cut off.
Now, go ahead, Kathy.
Okay, so my question is, don't you think a lot of these guys are guys that just, it isn't enough to just be gay? In other words,
do you know that
it's
most,
not blah, 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 blah. Fabulous enough.
Most of them, a significant
enough.
Percentage of them, become women and have relationships with lesbian women.
Okay, but when I was watching Oprah, a lot of them are like, well, yes, she'll say, well, are you attracted to men now that you're women? They'll say, no, I'm still attracted to women, but I'm open to being attracted to men. A lot of them are saying, well, I don't know what I'm attracted to anymore because I've got to get my own life in order first.
They create a penis out of the forearm.
Right.
This is showing Kathy pictures of
the forearm,
medical textbook.
Did they actually put the penis next to the open, exposed arm?
No, that's a penis created
they
out of
build
forearm.
A penis that lives off
here.
Your forearm.
Wow, it's a big penis. And how does it get flaccid and then soft?
They put probably pumps in
the pipe cleaner.
Yeah. All right. Here's the point.
Wait a minute. Is that her vagina beforehand?
No, it's a disaster.
So.
My vagina looks nothing like that.
That's after a lot of
your
male
vagina.
Hormones.
Let me see that picture.
That's
Kathy's
like
vagina. Absolutely not.
Giant pillows.
Kathy
that's like a
has an asymmetry in her labia minora. She got the red bozo hair up there. It's just nothing
red
like it.
Bozo hair.
Well, I don't know
what
else
to call
it.
I've had the chemical straightening.
Oh,
because I want the carpets to match the drapes.
She got the trade out with the product.
I traded. I got a discount. And I just have to touch up the roots every 6 months.
All right. Drew, let's move forward before I vomit.
Yes.
Kathy, here's the answer to your question. The people that are transsexual.
That movie Normal on HBO.
What was your question?
My question is, can't gay guys sometimes just be satisfied being gay? Do they have to get the operation? I'm telling you, I know transgender people that have either halfway through the operation have had it, and they thought they were going to become women and then date women.
Yeah.
And what do you know? They've become women, and all of a sudden they want to go out with guys. And I'm like, you're just a gay guy, and it wasn't fabulous enough to be gay. You had to actually become a woman.
Well, here's the thing. Anyone who agrees to get their junk cut off is so beyond nuts that all bets are off in terms of their motivation. I think that sums it up. Jennifer? At least I've decided and summed it up. Jennifer, you're 21. Jennifer's asleep. She's on hold for 65 minutes.
2 nights ago, I had sex with my boyfriend.
You had sex 2 nights ago?
Yeah. It was kind of long. It reached out for about 4 hours.
4 hours.
What?
4 hours is kind of long?
Water break.
Are you calling from the hospital?
No. I mean, we had sex for a span of like 4 hours that night. And I'm guessing it's...
No. Thank God. Did you guys take a break in that four-hour period?
Oh, like for water.
Fluids, intravenous fluids.
Because, it gets a little sweaty and you kind of want some water. So
sure.
We had
sure.
water. My question is, though, is that afterwards, it's been since then, I know I don't have a rash, but it's really itchy and kind of hot around the vaginal area.
Yeah, it's inflamed, of course.
Oh, you poor thing.
And I wanted to know if what can I do to kind of cool that, to stop that?
Maybe get like some cortisone cream over the counter, Cordate, or even Anusol, something used for hemorrhoids.
You know what helps me? Is hot baths. You have a big glass of water, like 8 ounces or whatever, and you put in a tablespoon of baking soda and you stir it around and drink it, there's something about that that helps.
Really?
It hums. Yes.
What?
It alkalinizes your urine.
Yeah, but this is not a urine problem.
You don't think it's a urinary tract infection?
No, which is certainly a possibility, but she has itching in and around the vagina, which is swollen and hot.
Yeah. Okay.
Does
it hurt when you pee?
I picture, I'll let her answer that in a second. I picture her vagina after the 4 hours being dropped in the tub and like a blacksmith working on a horseshoe.
Yeah. Like a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
And it actually goes,
We use KYJ after a while, too. It's just.
Yeah, Jeffrey, that's not good for you to do it that long.
After a while. After hour three.
You will definitely get your
Is this early on in the relationship?
It better be.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You've been going for a month.
How long?
A month.
Oh, a month. Yeah, of course.
Well,
you're in the bang the bejesus stage. You're in the stage where the guy's got something to prove. Two things.
This same guy will be 3 minutes.
You got to think this is me all the time. And B, I got to bang the other dork out of you.
The other guys.
Yeah. I'm going to push him right out of you. I'm going to bang him right out of you.
Yeah, and this same guy will be every 2 weeks, 3 minutes.
Oh, yeah. Oh, he'll settle into his groove. Yeah. And you won't have 3 hours collectively
and see,
over the year.
And see, Astroglide. I mean, a good fluid loop.
You mentioned that last time.
I love Astroglide.
She's got a trade-out deal with them.
Yeah, trade-out. Yeah, well, meaning the representatives at the party.
They're sponsoring the Christmas party.
Yeah, of course.
Don't you think KY is too sticky?
Oh, really?
I never thought of it that way.
KY's too viscous?
Too thick.
I think Astroglide is a little more gooey. And that's so Vaseline-y.
All I know is I used that one on my hair, Astroglide. We were on the road that time.
Yes,
I couldn't find any product.
Yes, we were in Kansas or Nebraska.
Yeah.
Nebraska.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
man.
My hair.
It's good stuff.
Head smell like balls.
It's good times.
We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Well, that's the show. Where'd the time go? Tell you, when dear friend Kathy Griffin drops by the studio.
I love it. Every time.
The hours turn into minutes.
Got a few more deers by the end of the show. It's
right.
Well,
and also,
up to her.
I want to put another plug for Drew's book, Cracked, which I loved. I read cover to cover. I loved it.
Strange enough, Adam said the same thing after... Oh, no, wait a minute. He's not ready.
Adam, you still haven't read Cracked?
No.
Oh, Adam.
I just haven't. That's all right. I get an ass full of this
guy. I'm sorry,
you're
watching Modern
basis.
Marvels all night.
That's right. All right, Average Joe,
thank
9
you,
o'clock, Monday night, big season premiere, or big finale, I should say, 2 hours. Finale. I corrected myself. Get
thank
off
you.
Me. This Monday on NBC, Tori Amos tomorrow night, and Kathy Griffin. God bless you. Until next time, it's Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Josh.
Yeah.
How can you be a fan of something you've never heard of?
That's true. You make a good point.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed in this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.